It is the Christmas season, WABC, Talk Radio 77 in New York. This is James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, with you here each and every day at 4 o'clock. And on Saturdays, 8 a.m. in the morning, keep it here after this program, John Katsimatidis, The Roundtable on WABC. And that's each and every Monday through Friday as well. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're pleased to have with us Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. And welcome, Congresswoman. I know time is short. I want to get right to it with you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Bo?
Great. Thank you so much. You did something that no one else was able to do. And my friend Louis Gohmert tried to do it, too. And that is to get into what I call Abu Ghraib in the United States, our version of Abu Ghraib. We have been hearing reports for months now that the people that have been arrested in connection with the January 6th, what the mainstream press calls the insurrection, have been unfairly treated and housed at this jail in Washington, D.C., that conditions were horrible, that some people were lacking medical care and so forth, but nobody could get in there. You managed to get in there. How did you do it, and what did you find out?
Well, I think I got in there because I was persistent, and I refused to back down, and I refused to stop. Every single time I went, they told me no. They locked me out. They didn't want me in. I went to the mayor's office, hand-delivered a letter to her demanding to go in the jail. And what I saw when I went in was that all the rumors you hear and the stories you read about, they're true. And these people are truly being, you know, your description is correct, Bo. It really is. These people are being treated like political prisoners of war. They've been beaten by the guards, mistreated. They're called white supremacists. They're kept in a completely different part of the jail. Some of them, they're in their cells, their toilets don't work. Imagine being in a cell for so many hours of the day and you can only go use the toilet when you're let out of the cell and you can use a different toilet. And, you know, the food that they're given, they've reported pubic hair in their food, chemicals in their food. Yeah, horrible, horrible things. Now, if they're not vaccinated, then you're talking about a whole nother level of mistreatment. Not allowed to have haircuts, not allowed to shave, not allowed to have religious services, denied communion, and the list goes on and on. And so this is really abuse, and these are people that haven't even had their day in court. And the true outrage, Bo, is that in our country, you know, we're guaranteed the right to due process, and we're guaranteed that we're innocent until proven guilty. And these men have been condemned, and they have been judged, and they're being treated as if they're guilty, and they haven't even had their day in court yet. And, Bo, I can also tell you this. As a member of Congress that was in the Capitol on the day of the riot on January 6th, I did not like the riot, and I've been very open and honest about how I was upset by the violence and I was upset by it. But what has upset me even more so is that how these people have been treated, that our FBI is hunting Trump supporters and people that were on the Capitol grounds, that Congress is so hypocritical that they only care about the riot that happened at the Capitol and they don't care about the riots that happened all across the country that burned businesses and communities, even the poorest of communities. Those were the ones that suffered the most, and then how police officers were treated in those towns. And I think Congress is filled with a bunch of hypocrites if they don't care about these January 6th defendants, and they don't care about having a January 6th committee that is committed to revealing the truth about January 6th instead of using it as a political witch hunt to go after President Trump and his closest supporters. And so it's an outrage to me, and I hope people, the American people, continue to call and put pressure not only on Congress, but the D.C. jail, the mayor of D.C., the FBI, call the FBI, call the Department of Justice, call everyone, because they need to hear from the American people on this one.
I read a report that there were people in Washington, D.C., long-term residents of Washington, D.C., and legislators in the local government that were angry after your visit because they said these conditions in this particular jail have been horrible for decades. It is only now that white people are being jailed and treated like this that anyone at all is paying attention. I was stunned by that. I don't even know what to make of it.
I agree with you. Here's what I think. It shouldn't be about skin color. And I think that prison reform has been a really big issue. I know President Trump's administration worked on it. And, you know, and I'll say this, I saw that entire jail. I'm releasing a report. My office is going to release it this week on the D.C. jail. I saw a lot of things in there I didn't like. As a matter of fact, the U.S. Marshals inspected that jail just I think a week or two before I was in there, and they condemned one of the buildings and are sending 400 prisoners to another facility in Pennsylvania. And so, you know, yeah, jail is a bad place, and there's very bad conditions in that jail. But I don't think this has nothing to do with the fact that just because white people are in there, no, that's not what this is about. This is about American citizens being held in the jail, not allowed to bail out. Many of them are charged with misdemeanors. They've never been charged with a crime before. They're not a repeat offender. Their only crime is really supporting President Trump and then going in the Capitol on January 6th. Now, the ones that committed violence, listen, I don't support or defend any of their crimes, and that's not why I'm involved. The reason why I'm involved is because we're seeing a real two-tier justice system in our country, and it shouldn't have to do with any other thing. It shouldn't have to do with politics. We should have one justice system that treats everyone fairly. If you're tried for a crime, you have your day in court, and you are convicted and you're sentenced, then everyone gets treated fairly in jail. And then, Bo, I'll go a step further. I do think we need to do things differently in our prison systems. I think that working, training people to work, giving them job skills, education, and all of those are the way you build people back up and help them. They can have a second chance and be better citizens when they come out. But I believe, you know, these people on January 6th and anyone else, if they commit a crime, then yes, if you're convicted of the crime and you're found guilty and you're sentenced, you have to do your time. And to me, it's not about skin color. To me, it's really about right and wrong. But we need a justice system that's fair. We need an FBI that needs to stop targeting conservatives. And we need a Department of Justice that realizes that they should be about justice and not about politics.
I am so happy, Congresswoman, that you took the time and the persistence to get to the bottom of what's going in there. We will look forward to seeing your report. Our time is up with you right now. I know you've got other things to do, but please come back and join us. I want to stay on top of this. We cannot let this go. American citizens should never be treated like this, especially in, under any circumstances. They should not be treated like this in jail. It is just inhumane. Sir. And this is not, as the left is fond of saying, this is not who we are as a people.
That's right. Thank you so much, Bo. I really appreciate you caring and talking about this with me. And I'll make sure my staff sends you a copy of the report when we release it.
Excellent. And then we'll have you back and we'll talk about your report again when we have time to do it. Thank you, Congresswoman. Appreciate your time.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Bye-bye. James Golden, WABC Talk Radio 77, New York. We are going to take your telephone calls. 800-848-WABC is the number to call. We've got plenty of news stories to get to. There is a Republican governor. This is a BizPack review story from one of our favorite writers, Tom Tilson, who actually says that Governor Charlie Baker, he's up a little bit north of us in Massachusetts, has announced that Massachusetts is working on a state-sanctioned COVID-19 vaccination passport. A vaccination passport, and other states are working on it as well. It works with the QR code. Is this what you had in mind, folks? Do you want to have to get a vaccination passport? By the way, Tucker Carlson, he says, this is where in the Daily Mail today, Tucker Carlson calls Fauci a shorter version of Benito Mussolini. Gotta love it. And we don't have to go any further in the story than that. I think we can get it. Ted Cruz also, he is also, along with Senator Paul, has been in a battle of words recently this past 2 weeks over Dr. Fauci's claim that he is science. He's all there is to science. Senator Cruz says that Dr. Fauci is the most dangerous bureaucrat in the history of the United States. I say all of this is in the news as we are preparing in New York to go through another set of mandates. You heard the mayor, the outgoing mayor, he can't leave soon enough, Bill de Blasio, declare it's time for you all to put back on your masks. Let's go again, because we've got the threat of the Omicron, which is coming soon. James Golden, WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. We're back after this.